ויען סימן רייש חוף גימל סיף בייס. למחבר סז, מייס אוביב הבורך דיין האמס, אוי אלוי מומיין שירושוי. What is this Misa? It came about, he acquired the Yerusha from his father. So two things happened at one time. He lost the father, which is Apsura Ro. The same time he acquired a Yerusha. So the halacha is, im ein loy achim, if he's the sole Yerush, Mavorech gam ken shechiyonu, then you make a shechiyonu on the that what he acquired, the Yerusha of the father. Vim yesh loy achim, so that means the Yerusha is a joint toive to him and his brothers. Is bimkayim shechiyonu mavorech atoive hametev, agosh em mavorech atoive hametev, on ken yesh loy shutvis bois atoive. Unless there's shutvis in this toive, so then you make a toive hametev. In the toive that I'm receiving, there are others that are also receiving this toive. They make a toive hametev. Meis oved. So now we're speaking about two distinct brachas which have to be made. V'hu adin shar odom kosher. An odom kosher is a person that we never heard about him that he did aveiros. We never heard about him that he wasn't mekayim mitzvahs. Could be he's not a gadol b'toire, but he's an odom kosher. So who had in shar odom kosher she odom mitztair olov? That what he was nifted, were missing an odom kosher. To who bechlar shmu eisrois? So, let's say if I know this Odom Kosher, Shodom Mitztair Olov, like this, the Mechaber spoke about a case that a parent, a father, which is a tremendous loss. What is if this person is not related to him at all, but he's an Odom Kosher, that he has tzar that such a person was taken away from the world? So we don't need such an example of a mises of who adin the adam kosher she adam mitztayr olav miyu ha'olam noigim levorech beloy shem umalchus. But the minig ha'olam is that if it's not a karev, it's just adam mitztayr olav, the minig ha'olam is they make say Boruch Dayin Emes, but they don't say Shema Malchus. The Einoi Nochem. That's not really, it's if he's Mitztayer, he should make a Boruch. But the Minig Olam is they don't make a Boruch. Ba'al Kalponim Al Talmud Chochem Shemeis Shetzorich Bevadai Lehis Oinein Ulehis marmer al zed, is taken away at Talmud Chochem. V'chein al kroivav shechayim lis abel aleim, vade yaskech habroche b'shem u'malchus. Then one should make the broche b'shem u'malchus. My chavrusa wanted to be moisif a nekudim. The minik oilam is, we don't make an odom kosher. Now, what is Take the reason for the minig ha'olam? L'chayre, the reason for the minig ha'olam is perhaps, I mean, there is a amount of tzar that necessitates to make this broche. V'akert is mekabel din shamayim olav, but there is tzar. Now, it is very difficult to measure the feelings of a person. An Odom Kosher was Nifta, an Odom Kosher. So it could be the Olam was afraid to be Maske the Shem Shemayim. Maybe we need tzar in order to be to make this bracha. So in tzar, there's different categories of tzar. So it could be the oilam holds that to make say Hashem Malchus, maybe this tzar that I have is not the tzar that is mechayev to make this bracha. Fine, that's the minhag oilam. Bal koponim al Talmud Chochem shemesh shetzorich bevaday lehisoinen lismarmer alzeh. But if a Talmud Chochem was nifter, so afilu, perhaps without his boininess, he also doesn't have shetzar. Now it's Yisrael, no, the Mgadol was nifter. Perhaps he doesn't, he never knew him personally, and thus, so perhaps there would be a mokim, so also shouldn't make a brocha. So that Mishnah Berurah says, no, there's a chiv lehisoinen lehismalma, there's a chiv, he should be mitzayin himself. That means that's part of his chiv. If a Talmud Chochem was nifter, you mechuyiv to be mitzayin yourself. So if you mechuyiv to be mitzayin yourself, so now, after you did your chiv, so now it's mitzayin all of it. Another kosher, there's no chiv. So we're just relying on his feelings and his hergeshim, so that the oilam could be held. Perhaps that this is not the tzar that warrants to make a brocha on this. So that's why they don't. So they say without Sheba Malchus. But a Talmud Chochim shetzor b'vadelis oinin lismalma, his mechuyiv, he should realize the tremendous loss that occurred through the misa of this Talmud Chochim. So if it'll be misoinen and mismarma, so then lemaise, then lemaise, he has a tzar. So if he has a tzar, so then he'll make the bracha. V'chein al kroivav shechayiv li'sabal aleihem, kroivim shechayiv li'sabal aleihem. So what is the inyan of kroivim? Now, kroivim, there's no chiyuv. Least oinen least malma, could be the dayan the emes by kroivim. It says by Aaron that's told Moshe Rabbeinu chatzi besoreinu. That means if a korev is like if you have a family and you have kroivim. So each korev is considered like a limb to one big tree. So if you lose a limb, that's difficult, that's tzar. So that's why I think he's giving two reasons by two cases you should say Shema Malchus. One by a Talmud Chochem, because there's a chiyuv to be mitzayir, and by a korev there's a chiyuv avelus. The chiyuv avelus is because we consider the whole mishpacha one big entity, and a chelik of the entity was taken away. So that's called a tzar that warrants a bracha. Lemaisa, the Piskei Tshuva springs down. The minhag olam is they don't make by kriven kubi. They do make, but by Talmud Chochem only by Rabbi Muvik. By Rabbi Muvik they make a bracha and of Dain Emes, that's the minhag olam. I recall that when Rabban Zecheinu Levracha was nifter, so the Rashi Rav Yankev Zecheinu Levracha was masped him in Lakewood, and he told the olam to say b'shem Malchus Dain Emes and to take kriya. That was talmid of Mr. But that was the yeshiva, and that's what he passed him.
There's a cutoff point for kriya.
Sheis Abu, Shechaim Lis Abu, all the kriyim that is chiyim avelus. If there's avelus, that means that it's like one big entity and a chelik, a limb was taken off. So I think that's also machayev abroch. Vayter. So that is by Dianemus. Hoyul. Now what does this say further? What if he yarshin mamim? Im ein loy achim, if he doesn't have and the brothers, Mevorich Gam Kein Shechiyonu. Then you make a Shechiyonu because he yarshin that what his father possessed. Gam Kein Shechiyonu, Ainu Mitchile Daina Emes Kenal Bo'is Vov. Now here the Dirshu explains two reasons why you magdim the Dayan Ha'emes to the Shechiyonu. One reason he says, because this bracha of Shechiyonu is that means when one acquires l'chush, he acquires nechosim, this bracha is a reshus. The Iker bracha of Shechiyonu was an Ma'adim, they're coming, Lizman. That's the takona. Shechiyonu, Lizman Hazeh. Fine, that's the takona. When one acquires money, this is not the Iker takona of Shechiyonu, it's a reshus. You can make the bracha, it's proper to make the bracha, but it is a reshus. So now the Dirshu explains that the bracha of Dain Emes is a chayva. That's the absurd of the law, he has to make Dain Emes. The Shechiyonu that he acquired money is a reshus. That means it's not. So therefore, you should be magdim the chayva to the brichas reshus. That's one reason why you should be magdim. Another reason, they say, perhaps Rav Shmuel Vosner asks it with a kasha, but we'll say his kasha. The minute we mentioned yesterday, the minute Goylam Iker Adin, if a person hears that the Korah was niftah, should make then and there Bochat Hashem, which Shema Malchus Dayan Hamas. That's me Iker Adin. The minute Goylam is that they make it Peshas, the Kriya by the Levaya. And there's two reasons for this. One of the reasons are that perhaps people don't know how to make the kriya properly. So when they make the kriya, so they chose this zman, it's a shas chimum. So mamela, that's when they say dayanamis. Okay. So the dayanamis is said b'shas the kriya, fine. So then we have a murder kikashe. So he became a yoyrish. The dying emes pshas the kriya is a pshat. It's a shas chimum. So mamela then is perhaps a proper time to say dying emes. When did he become a yoyrish? He became a yoyrish as soon as the father died. So lachayre here, if we have two brachas to say together. So then we'll say this svara, the dynamis is a chayve, and Shechiyonu is a reshus, so it's preferable to be magdim the chayve to the reshus. That's what he's saying, both brachas together, and like Me'iker Adin, one should say, b'shas the b'sure, should say dynamis and Shechiyonu. But if the minute is that we say the dynamis much later, by the kvure, by the kriye, so, in the day before he became a Yoyrish, so Lechere did with Zichabi Yasvor to say now Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu is not to do with the Shas Chimu. So they say in Moyredik Yasvor that the Etzim, he heard that his father died, and to say Shechiyonu, it's a mamish, a patch upon him. That means this is an insult to his father. Here the father died, good Shechiyonu. Tomorrow we'll say Dainemes. So therefore there's a reason not to say Shechiyonu, because it's like it's a slap in the face to his father, so therefore that's why there's always one says first the Dayan Ha'emes, even though he became a millionaire now, but first we say Dayan Ha'emes, that there was a Peronius and a Psurero, and then he says the Shechiyonu. V'achach shena nechosim shenisharu leimita. V'af the yisa hoya misratze shelo yomos oviv lo yiroshen. Now he asks somewhere the kikasha. I mean, let us translate the broche. Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'gyonu v'avoch. I mean, Baruch Hashem that I was able to live, L'zman hazeh, that he should be able to yashin the father. I mean, please, he is sad that the father died. Ba'avti yoyse hoye misratze shloi omus ovi v'lo yiroshenu. Mikomo kim yochel avoich shechiyonu. Dein broch is du tluya besimche ela bedovo shemagia loy te'elas mimenu. Ba'af arpi shemisara imo tzar va'anoche. So he says, Amur de Kizach. He says over here that the broche shechiyono was that I acquired something that I have to. So that's the simche. The shechiyono is that I received a te'eles. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave me, I got through the Rabbeinu Shalom a te'eles. Through this, so therefore I make a shechiyono. The shechiyono is from the te'eles I derived, not from the simcha I derived. I derived a te'eles. I was a bal chayv till now, he just yashed $1 million. So he got a te'eles. If he's happy about it, you don't have to be happy about it. But you, something occurred that the Rabbeinu Shalom was mesaver that now you have money to pay up your chayvis, etc. So for the Te'ela Shaboy, we thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. And what is the halacha if there's a brother? Bimkoim shechiyonu, you make a teva meitva. Let me show you the evoch shechiyonu. Kivin sheyesh boze teva gam le'echo. V'yichalavoyich v'yichas a teva meitva. They should make a teva meitva. Omru loy shemeisa ishtoi vihinicha mamay. What if they told him his wife was nifter and she left over money? Mavoch dain emes al misosa v'shechiyonu al yirushosa. Now, l'chayre is very shver. What is the Mishnah Berurah telling us over here? We learned if the father died, you make a dain emes and shechiyonu. Now his wife died, you make a dynamis and shech. What's the chiddush over here? So I think perhaps the chiddush is the dirsha brings down a muridik Rabbi Kevega. Rabbi Kevega says, what if a son died? Niyashin the son. So the chayr also there's a dynamis and then there's a shech yonu, niyashin the son. So Rabbi Kevega says, no. There you don't make a shechiyonu at all. That means the tzar is so great. This is not minik oilam, a child dies before a parent. So the tzar is so great, it overlaps the, whatever te'elus he's having, but the tzar is so great, you don't make in this matzav a shechiyonu. That's what Rabbi Kevega says. So even though even though you got to tell us that the son was a millionaire and he asked him the son, akaponim, since this is not a normal tzar, a father dying, that's the derech hateva, that parents die, some are meila, so then we can split it and say, it's tak absurde ro, dying emis, but lidach gisid, he received a te'elus from the misa that he got panosa. This is something derech hateva, and the tzar that the child should die before the father. So Mamela there, Rabbi Kevega says, you don't make a shechiyonu, because the tzar is mevatel the order tell us that's coming about. So it could be that Chazal tell us eina isha meisa ela labayla. That means this tzar is not like a tzar. Of a kohen. This is Ishtoi Kegufoi. I just want to mention like this a Muridic letter that Rabbi Kevega wrote. And his matzev, the letter is in Kisvei Rabbi Kevega. Kisvei Rabbi Kevega Kuf Mem Tes. These are letters Rabbi Kevega wrote. And he wrote a letter what his matzav was after his Rebbetzin was nifter. He writes, he's a shever keli, he's mamish, he can't daven anymore, he can't learn anymore, and mamish, the letter is mamish heart-rendering. But the Begvedi wrote on himself after the Ptira of his wife. So it could be, there'd be a svara to say that this should be similar to Rabbi Kivega, that that this is a such a tzar that overlaps all the benefits, the fringe benefits he got from this. So this, I think that is the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, that not this, Rabbi Kivega is davka by a son, but by Ishta, even though the tzar is great, but they're still mocking to make a Shechiyonu. Yet, now...
He has the right to use his wife's money.
So Nichse Maluk, you can only have enough from the payers.
Okay, still.
What?
Still.
But the Kevin is ours. That means, let's talk about she had $1 million and she invested it in stocks and every month they got the interest. So the interest he can use.
Yes, okay.
But the $1 million is hers.
Well, what's she going to do with it anyway? It's still in the family, they have the same children.
What do you mean? Now he yashant it.
But they're married together, and they were both reach 120 at the same time. It's going to the same children. Who cares?
No, who cares? She died first.
Okay, but still, what?
So now that he bed? now he just yashed $1 million.
She's still staying in the bank. They're still getting the same interest.
What do you mean? He now gets the Karen. He gets $1 million. Kozman, she was alive.
Yeah.
He just got the $100 interest each month. That's all what he got.
Okay.
But now that she died, now he got $1 million. Now the $1 million is his. He acquired something which he never possessed before. Nichse Maluk is only...
I understand, but Lemaise,
he got a lot. To make a Shechiyonu on. He got a lot of money.
It was in the family already, so it wasn't...
No, it wasn't. Apia Loch can only use the $100 a month.
She can do whatever she wants with it.
Okay, so now he acquired $1 million.
Most women don't do something completely like that. Yeah, they use this for family money.
Okay, well, who says $1 million could be that's $1 million? That's... That's Nichse Maluk. Fine. And now, here it says if he has brothers, so he makes a teva meitiv because the teva is for them. What if he doesn't have brothers, but he has children? He has a wife and children. So now that he yashed $1 million from his father, so a teva meitiv. So there's a murder in Mogen Avrom. The Mogen Avrom says he don't make a teva meitiv. That what he yashin the $1 million does not necessarily mean that he'll give it to his wife and children. That means that if he yashin an air conditioner, he's going to put the air conditioner in the house, then you make a teva meitiv, because everyone is going to benefit from the air conditioner. But if he yashin the $1 million, so then it's not muchach that he should make a teva meitiv. What they'll get from the $1 million he yashin is not automatically theirs. If he wants to give them, doesn't have to give them. So we can't say this Yerush is a toiva for them. It matters what he decides to do. That's Shita Samogel Avram. So that's why the Machaba was Medakta Tavka, if he has a brother, then the Yerush is a joint toiva for the two brothers.
Even though
the other one also gets something.
So they both make the dynamics and the toiva meitiv.
Now there is a shaila. This the Gesher HaChaim says Amora Dikazach. Let's talk about this then. His father died. He makes dynamics. Now, Lachaira and Noinon is Potter, Mina Borges, Einan eats without Borges, he doesn't bench, he doesn't make Amboits, he's Potter from all Borges, and Einan is Potter Mina Mitzvahs. So, how does he make the dynamics?
Called
the mace, no? What? So, Al Kaponim, so the dynamics could be the Kvayt HaMace, or this is this bracha should be said at this time. So this, so even though an oinon is potter from all brachas, this bracha is different. But what about the bracha of the Shechyonu? The Shechyonu was good. He got rich. He got wealthy. But this, the Shechyonu shouldn't be better than the Hamotzi that he doesn't make. So he got something just when he eats bread. So also on his mom is a bracha, but an oinon is potter min habrachas. So on this anoy don't make a bracha. So that what he acquired now, $1 million, good, he got it. It's a tayelus. But now you don't make brachas on this. So the Geshe Chaim Taki says that the Shech Yono is never made, even though the Lashon Mechab is misleading, but al kaponim, the Shech Yono is never made till after the Kvure, then he can make the bracha. That's what the Geshe Chaim says. Right, let's go further. Gimel. Bona bayis chodosh oikona kelim chadoshim. So he built a new house, or he purchased kelim chadoshim. Afilo hoyoloi kayoitze ba'ela tchila. He had already these kelim, but he's purchasing new kelim. He has a bayis, he built another bayis. Oikana v'chosa v'kana, or now he never had kelim. He bought one air conditioner. Now that's okay. He bought one kelim, and then he bought another kelim. So now he had a kinyan already on these kelim. V'voich al kol pam shechiyon. You make shechiyon, that means each kelim is a new simcha. The new tayelas, so you make an each keli. For lab dafke chadoshim doesn't have to be brand new. Do adin li yishonim imhem chadoshim loy. That means that fulu he bought a used car, second hand car, but he didn't have this car before. Now he has a car. Shloihoyu elu shalom oilam. So you make a shech yomo. Why amu chadoshim? Why did Chazal say chadoshim? Ella la'afuki b'chavon b'chosach non. That means if he possessed this keli and he sold it and then he bought it back, so since he had once owned this keli, so then he doesn't make a new shechiyonu on the keli. Bayis chodesh, that he built a new house. Hu adin im nisrav v'chosa b'noi. That means that he had a house and it burned down. So now he does. So now this is called also bayis chodesh.
I think we skipped.
I skipped. Okay. Oh yeah. Bona. Yeah. Did. Hu adin im kona bayis. If he davke he built, if he bought, the davke kshebona oikona la'atzma. That means this whole bias that it was only for himself. Then you make a shech yonah. Avum yesh lo yishutvis begavo. But if this bias or this keli will be used, what a new freezer, air conditioner, kolechem yishutvim lebroicha toivah meter. Then this is a joint tayelis, a joint anor. So then we make a toivah meter. And you make a teva meter. Yeah. Ba'alkein kohol shabonu oikonu beis haknesses. What if you have a kehila that built or purchased a beis haknesses? So now this beis haknesses is a hano and teyelas for the whole kehila. So be'etzem everyone is mechuyev to make a bracha. So Yam makes the exhibit voice the Kulhom Ateva Hamate Mahitsi as Kulam.
Even in America we do that, so many shuls around?
But now we have our own shul. But he's having a new shul, now he has this shul.
Hanukkah Abayit is not enough.
What?
Hanukkah Abayit.
But you have to make a baracha. Hanukkah Abayit is very good. But there's a baracha of Ateva Hamate.
On shul?
On the shul. They just have a shul that now that they can. There's a chiyah brocha, toivah meite. So the shat should stand up to make the bocha toiva hamete. Now, the Dirsha seems to bring down a shaila if there's a mortgage on the shul, and because of the mortgage, there's a possibility he won't be able to pay up the mortgage, and the bank will take away the shul from them. So then you don't make. So there's a suffix to be remained by him. So then you.
Okay, but the Shechianu is on the main first time they when they walk in.
No, the Shechianu is of the possessing the shul. This is not walking in Agonish. This is I possess. We possess now a shul. Possess a shul. I possess a house. I feel it before I walked in. There's tashmish and bailas. Shimbush is I'm using it. That's one thing. In Kenyan is I possess it. So the Brocha Shech Yonu is under possession. The Teva Meitim is under possession. Like we had before, he yashened his father. His father could be had the money in China. It's his gonish. Now that money belongs to him. This is for the possession. So now the Yeva Kehila that possesses a shul. So you make a Shech Yonu on this. Agavulche, the Dirsha brings down, what if a person, that's only if a bayis that one lives in. What if a person built a machsan, that means it's a storage room. You don't live there, it's a storage room. So in the storage room, he says, you don't make a brocha. The moshel of bona bayis chodesh, a bayis means an area that one lives in, not that he uses for storage. Okay, bayis chodosh, hu adin im nisraf v'choza obnoi. If he had a house and it burnt down, so that's cool. That house is past history. Avol im sosvoi v'choza obnoi. But what is if he made renovations on the house? It's the same house, but he renovated the house. Now it's different. The dining room is bigger. He renovated the house. Yesh deis b'choinim b'zeh. Is that called a new house? Is that called a bayis chodesh? Yeah, it looks new. It's different. The windows, the doors. But this is the same house. Unless b'mhoisiv by eizah shura b'goyva. But if this house is bigger, this is called a new house. Because it's bigger than the previous house. This is called new. But if it's the same dimensions with new renovations, then there's a machloikas he can make a Shech Yonu. But if he added this now the house is bigger, taller, kul alma yesh leboich. Yeah, do adin. Now kelim chadoshim. Now what's the type? Kelim chadoshim. Bein malbushim, could be clothing. Uvein kli tashmish, it could be kelim that they used. Shtiye v'achila, bein kli tashmish, shtiye v'achila, kelim that he uses, or he uses it for eating purposes, other purposes. Now, the criteria is as follows. Imhein dvorim shalev ha'odom sameach b'ham, that a person it has a simcha that he possesses this. Oni b'roi loy, v'osher b'roi loy. So that means he has a simcha. Whatever this vakert, the quality of the nuk keli, mistomen is a difference between an osher and an oni. But al kaponim, but if according to his means he has a simcha, v'ayim b'simbo. Ochein im hu osher godu. But what if he's very wealthy? Shafilu kelim yekorim v'chshuvim ein achshavim loy. V'ein sameach b'em. It doesn't bring a simcha to him. He has 20 suits and 5 coats. So what? Another coat. But there's no simcha. V'ein sameach b'em. Lo yivorech. Then he shouldn't make a brocha because the Shech Yonu is dependent on the simcha that he acquired something, and that what he acquired is not lo yivorech. Ubeknias svarim, what if a person purchased svarim? Yesh deis bein achroinim in yivorech aleim, b'shem de mitzvahs lav lohonis nitnu. That means that is not called ano, ano's mitzvah is not called ano. B'chayodom b'tzadet im hoyo mahadar achar zeh ha-seifa b'sameich b'kniyosoy dem avorech. He has a simcha that now he acquired. We're not talking about learning it in the sefer. He always wanted a ktsois achoshin, the one who learned the sugyas of a ktsois. He never had it. It was very difficult for him. Now he acquired a ktsois achoshin. He's not learning it yet, but that alone, the acquisition of a ktsois achoshin, is a meredik a simcha by him. So that one, so it's not for the shimush. It's not for the shimush that he has through the sefer. The acquisition of the sefer alone is a simcha. The shimush can be mitzvahs lav lahonis nitnu.
So
then he says, if he has a simcha on that, so that he wanted very much to have the sefer, and now he acquired the sefer, so then he makes a brocha, shrei brocha zoniskina ala simcha, v'loy ala tashmish. That means, it would sound like, that means, if he needs a sefer, now he's learning Baba Kama. He bought a Gemara Baba Kama. So the whole acquisition is, now I have to learn Baba Kama, I got a Baba Kama. So it could be there, the whole purpose is, because he's learning now Baba Kama. So this could be, goes into the Shaila, of mitzvahs lav lahonis nitnu. You don't make a shechiono on the ship, the shimush of a mitzvah. But if it was something he was mahadar achar zeh, that means it was difficult to acquire it, and now we acquired it, so there's a simcha before the usage. Is v'loy alatash mishkam v'chein kosev moirik tziyah v'alkein em limchois b'yad ha-mavorech. If one makes a broche, there's a mokum to make a broche. Let's go further than Mechaba. The Hu Adin Mishun Mehem Chadosh Rehiel Hashem. L'yom Chadosh Mehem Lafuki. One second. Lafuki. This is going on before. Ho Yoloi. Yerushas Avoysel. Kamokim Kliza Chodosh Ulin Yenkni. Because of Oida Filakona, because of a Kona, the Bezafle and Kneel of Chodeshu, he already purchased such a Kaili, Shreyeshle Kem Kailu, Knees Mikva, Knees Mikva, to Lachi Klizu, Chadoshi Yatzle, Shechiyon, the Yezoya Lavorech Takev, Kaidem She Yisragel, the Yistalek, Asimcha Mimeno. That means the Shechiyon is dependent on the simcha that he has, because he acquired something. Now this simcha is not everlasting, it dwindles. So he should make sure to make the brocha when he has the simcha. Lafuki im choron, if he sold it, Imheim Chadoshim, if he sold it, Vafilu Imheim Chadoshim Shiloi Nishtamish, Behem Adayim Bekomot Nkibish Kvardosh Behem, Les Behem Simche. Grad the Dirshu brings down a Shaila by Begodim. If Bizan Amachloikis, if a person bought a new shirt or a new pair of pants, does he make a shechiyono? So Rav Nissen Kerelit says it depends on his. It depends on him. If he buys a shirt once in 5 years and he's happy with a new shirt, so he should make a shechiyono. If he buys a shirt every 5 months, he buys shirts every 5 months, and it's not a simcha, so then he won't make a shechiyonu. That means the shechiyonu is relative with his means and his capabilities of acquiring what he acquired. So al kaponim, there's a machloikus. He holds if he's happy with it, he should make a broche. Rabbi Yashiv, you don't make a broche. a suit, they hold that that is something that one normally makes a boch, unless he has 20 suits already, he doesn't make it yet. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman says, a muridik ezach, that by Sforim, we said it's a machloikis, you do make, you don't make, so he says, Sforim is pshat when he bought the Sforim. So he gave money for it, he got the sefer. So what's hot in that? No. So he now can learn with it. So that's mitzvah slav lanas nidra. But if he gets a present a sefer, so he says, then he's zichur should make a bracha. But now he acquired something new that he didn't have before. Every bar mitzvah bracha should make a shechiono.